as we think about in 73, when Carrie saw that headline, it was by herself. By 1978, there were three anti-nuclear groups working to defeat Black Fox. CASE, your mother's group, Citizens Action for Safe Energy. There was Citizens Against Black Fox. And CARE, which was Citizens Against Radioactive Exposure. That came out of the University of Tulsa, students who came up with that acronym.
That was a time when students realized they had a responsibility and they understood what was going on, so they decided to act on their responsibilities. I was just watching on PBS last night a movie about Haight-Ashbury in San Francisco, and I know there are an awful lot of people who still feel that that was a terrible thing. I think it was disappointing because people are not able to maintain that level of passion for any length of time. But I think it released a lot of us to think for ourselves when we had been told all of our lives we had to do what we were told.
All these three groups that I just mentioned all came together then under the name of Sunbelt Alliance.
Yes.
And students would join in demonstrations. Talk to this, because civil disobedience in Oklahoma did not play very well with the citizens.
No, it did not. Mother knew it would not, so she tried to discourage them from the extremes of what they were doing. But eventually, she did, in fact, walk in a protest march down Main Street in Tulsa. She said that when she went to that, she was feeling herself like she was a criminal. You're not supposed to speak out. But she knew she had to speak out. So she went along with him and she carried her own sign. Irene Youngheim was really instrumental in that because she encouraged Megan.
Well, they went to the site and demonstrated at the Black Fox site.
Yes, they had to go over a fence. But some of the people who remained with Mother up until the end and are now part of the Carrie Dickerson Foundation were among the protesters of the demonstration.
As a matter of fact, I have a picture here where actor Wes Studi carries an American flag as he helps lead nearly 400 protesters and journalists on a march to the Black Fox nuclear power plant construction site on October 7, 1978, when many of them were arrested for trespassing. However, the project moves on. Limited work authorization was granted on July 26, 1978, and groundbreaking ceremony August 14, 1978.
And pretty much everybody thought it was all over then. But Mother felt she couldn't give up. She had to keep going. So she roused everybody else up.
Meanwhile, the bills were mounting up, and eventually your mother and dad had no money. And they had to mortgage a farm.
Well, mortgaging the farm was very difficult. She mortgaged it to some supporters from Tulsa who had money. One of her supporters was the daughter of former Senator Robert S. Kerr, who had married a Russian Orthodox priest and started a retreat community. She was a good friend of Mother's. I'm not sure where the money came from, but I do know that a number of people stepped up and took mortgages on the farm. I was a little indignant myself, I have to say, that they gave her mortgages instead of just donating. But people do what they can do.
Right. The amount of money she received from the mortgage was $26,500.
Which is not enough to do much of anything with.
Was it her uncle's farm?
Oh, her father had been born and grown up in Blanchard. His brothers were supposed to have given the proceeds from his farm to his widow, but instead they took it themselves. And this particular uncle had been so ashamed of that for all of his life that he decided to deed his farm in Blanchard to Mother and her twin sister. But my uncle, Marvin Barefoot, who was born shortly before their father died, Mother decided he needed some of the proceeds too. So she sold off parcels of that land to people who were interested, especially in organic farming. There were some really wonderful people among them. So she had a revenue stream coming in, payments monthly. And that was what kept her going for a number of years.